Welcome to the Planning Generosity Podcast. This podcast is all about learning what it means to live a generous lifestyle in community. I'm Daniel Forsyth, owner of Forsyth Farm CSA. We're a food co-op from Uxbridge, Ontario, and our vision is to become the most socially responsible CSA in the country. So we're asking the experts on how to live and give generously and apply it to our lives on the farm. We're inviting you to come learn alongside us, so we hope you'll enjoy this week's episode.
All right, everybody. Thanks so much for tuning in to Planting Generosity. I'm your host, Jake, and I'm here with Darcy and Sarah Cade, who is, if you remember, our guest on episode one. She's filling in for Daniel today, who is celebrating the anniversary of his wedding. And we are going to be talking about the Giving Garden, what's been going on there, some very special guests that we've had out, and how we're planning on taking things forward.
Yeah, so Sarah Cade, thank you so much for jumping in with us today. And so since it's been quite a while since we had you on, since the intro episode, can you just fill us in a little bit on what's been going on with the garden, some of the groups coming out, and yeah, just how the season's been going?
Sure. Thanks for having me. So we've been mentioned in a couple newspapers, which is really exciting, in Port Perry and Uxbridge. And we've had a group of people that I know, my friends, they've started a prayer walk group at our church. And so basically, they like to be in nature, and they just go on walks together and are in prayer the whole time. And so what they did was they came to the Giving Garden and picked produce, and then they prayed over it, and I guess kind of gave it their blessing and sent it off to St. Vincent Kitchen in Oshawa. And they really loved that. They had a great time, and they really felt like it was something meaningful to do for them. And we've had a woman named Lynn Chase come, and she has her own initiative called the Care Share Garden in Port Perry. And that's kind of a smaller scale, more like a demonstration garden, but it's been really instrumental in the community and in bringing people together. So I highly recommend you check that out. They have a website and a blog. It's Care Share Garden, so I'm sure if you Google it, it'll come up. And we've had the Refuge come up, and they, I got an email back saying that they really benefited from that experience. So we had some youth come up, and some of them brought their kids, and it was a really hot day, so they were super brave for coming in the heat. But yeah, they got some sweet peas and they enjoyed those, and I think some Swiss chard. But yeah, excited to talk to Megan more about the Refuge and their experience.
Yeah, that's awesome. They were one of our kind of dream guests early on that we really want to reach out to and have come out. So we're really excited for that. And I'm really excited to get to talk to Megan, because I volunteered at the Refuge once. But I don't know a ton about it beyond what I saw there, what their overall vision is. So I'm really excited to hear about how things look on a week-to-week basis, and to hear a little bit more about the people they serve and what their vision is. And I'm really interested to hear about how the kids from the Refuge found their experience and how that's helped them.
Yeah, I am actually not that familiar with the Refuge. I know a little bit about the organization and what they do. It sounds amazing, and I'm so glad that they've been getting involved with the Giving Garden and that we are able to kind of help their ministry. So yeah, again, I'm looking forward to learning a lot about the Refuge today from Megan.
I did a week-long missions trip there in like grade 9. That was probably my first exposure to like a not-for-profit organization, and I'm in social work now, so I would say it probably contributed to wanting to get more involved in my community, and just seeing ways that you can help people when they're in times of need.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think that's one of the most powerful things a community organization can do, is to empower volunteers to go and do things on your own. And I think what's really neat is you're not still working in those same positions, but it inspired you to do something else and impact another field as well. And I think that's awesome. Yeah, so let's not hold things up anymore. Let's get to Megan and see what she has to say.
Hey,
thanks so much for tuning in. We are here with Megan from The Refuge, and we're going to talk about their experience at the Giving Garden. Megan, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you guys?
We're good. Speaking for myself, we're good. And I'm getting nods from the other two. So
good.
So just to fill in people who might not know about The Refuge, what can you tell us about your organization?
So The Refuge has been around for about 17 years. We opened up a center in downtown Oshawa in 1999, just sort of with the goal to be able to help the homeless youth within the Durham region. And there was a lot of adult facilities at that time, but not necessarily an agency that was geared towards helping youth specifically. So we're a Christian agency that assists youth in between the ages of 16 and 24. And essentially, we do everything from cooking to them to helping them find homes. So we have a breakfast and lunch program, and we have a housing program. We provide them with basic needs such as like toothbrush, toothpaste, shampoo, conditioner, all of that stuff that we, you know, most people totally, including myself, take for granted. And most of the youth that are coming into the center are either staying in a shelter or couch surfing. So we work, first things first, it's just sort of crisis intervention, whether that be helping them get hooked up with a mental health worker or helping them look at drug and alcohol recovery. And then we sort of look at getting them housed and sort of back on the right track. So we have lots of different services. We have showers on site, so any of our youth can come and have a shower or do some laundry. So pretty much they are able to eat here. They're also able to find community here and just sort of a sense of a center that really wants to help them.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. And really meeting all sorts of different needs that these youth are coming into. So what kind of numbers are you seeing of people that are using or, you know, taking part in this organization?
Yeah, that's a great question. Last year we served over 13,000 meals. So we have a good chunk of people. We had about 500 new youth that came in last year to the center. So again, we help the whole Durham region. So we see a lot of our youth that are coming from, yes, Oshawa area, but a lot of our youth, just because of the shelter system as well, are coming from like Whitby, Ajax, and Pickering. So typically on an average day, we see about 30 to 40 youth coming for our meal programs. And then some of them are a little bit more connected in terms of some of the other programs we offer.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, that's awesome. So can you tell us about your experience helping out the Giving Garden?
Yes, that was actually a really great day. The Giving Garden was part of our wellness program curriculum. So every Wednesday we run a program called Wellness, and that's just to kind of give the youth an alternative to some, you know, different activities that they're involved in. Typically, again, our youth are involved in heavy drug and alcohol culture, so we try to give them an alternative, whether that be going to the gym or going to the community pool. And then this particular day, when we went to the Giving Garden, it was just such a great opportunity for our youth to be outdoors, but not the way that they view outdoors. A lot of our youth are sleeping outside, and they're part of the outdoor homeless population. So the first thing they want to do is get inside when they have the opportunity. And so this was a little backwards for some of them in terms of, you know, going back outside from the refuge in the nice air-conditioned spot. And the Giving Garden was great. I think it was like the hottest day of the year, which like gave a lot of our youth just like some good endurance and perseverance for gardening. But we took, there was about six of our youth, and then we had some children, some of their children with us as well. And so we went to the garden, and at first we didn't really explain to our youth what it was. We kind of like to leave them in like an element of surprise about what wellness looks like. And so we sort of said, hey, we're going to kind of the middle of nowhere, far out of the schwa, and we are going to just like work together as a team, and we're going to get some, you know, some really great food out of it. And so they were kind of looking forward to that, just getting out of the city and being able to just kind of be in nature in like a different way. So when we were at the garden, it was interesting because they had never heard of Swiss chard. So they were like so excited that they got to just have the opportunity and learn about, you know, farming and gardening. And I think Leslie is her name. She did just a really great job at, she was so kind towards the youth. It's like just no judgment, and it was just really great. She explained what the day was going to look like to them, and gave us bottles of water, and was just really sweet, allowed the youth to kind of clean up afterwards. And so they had an incredible experience. They keep asking when we can come back.
Yeah.
And I know, like, usually the Giving Garden was on a Saturday, and Forsyth Farms was so great in terms of accommodating us for our Wednesday wellness program. So it was overall just a great experience.
That's really encouraging to hear, and I'm so glad that the youth were given an opportunity to build community with each other. And the fact that they learned what Swiss chard was, I don't know, that just makes me like so happy, because it's so delicious.
Yeah.
And it's like really good for you. And I think you guys picked peas as well, is that correct?
Yeah, we had peas and we also had beets.
Nice.
So again, it was like what we've noticed with a lot of our youth. We also do like a cooking style program, because a lot of our youth, they access food banks and or, you know, they have our food program here, or they're going to St. Vincent's Kitchen, all really great resources, but they're not necessarily able to afford fresh produce. Again, all the things we take for granted. They're not necessarily all that able to just sort of whip up, you know, like an amazing meal for themselves. And so we find with a lot of our youth, there's just a big lack of nutrition. And so to be able to incorporate, you know, all natural, just food from our community, and, you know, you can't eat a beet raw, we need to cook these bad boys, you know, like all of these things, just great learning lessons for them. And so we were able to bring all of the beets and the beans and the peas and the Swiss chard back and show them how to make it. So when, you know, we have great hope for our youth, we know that they're not going to be homeless or addicted forever, and so when they become adults, we really want them to have school, you know, skills in place to be able to make a meal on their own outside of the refuge. So it was a cool opportunity about how to make beets, because they're not like apples. One of our youth was like, I'm just gonna take a big chunk out of this. This looks
yeah.
Okay. They're like, you will break all your teeth, my friend. Don't do that. So it was cool, because then we kind of post wellness got to come back here. Cook up some of the things. Some of the youth took some of the Swiss chard, you know, with them, and they just loved the colors of it. And so it just gave them a great opportunity. One of our youth, his name starts with a G, and he was like, I would do this every day if I could. And so they had just a great response. They said it was so calm and so peaceful on the farm that they were able to just like laugh and drink 10 pounds of water, so they dehydrated. So yeah, it was just a great experience. We have really like nothing but good things to say, despite the 40 degree weather.
Honestly, you guys are so brave. And this, although it can be hard, right? Because food banks, and it's kind of it's a band-aid solution, right? Like it's an emergency kind of thing. So the Giving Garden's not perfect, but it's a step towards something that can be a little more holistic and maybe empowering, that we're trying to give people what they need in order to kind of take control of their lives and give them the power to give back to people, give them something, give them the tools to be generous, or also learn new skills and build community. That's all we want.
Yeah,
to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was really great with some of the youth, because we were only able to take a certain amount of our youth with us. Some of our other youth couldn't make it. They're in different programs or had appointments and things like that, you know, that particular day. So they weren't able to come out with us. But we had such an overabundance of things that we picked, because the youth, like, I mean, they're great workers. When you put them to work in terms of farming, they did so great. I think they picked like half a field, but they brought it all back in the big bushels. And then, so whatever we couldn't make, we put it out for the rest of the youth. And that was their idea. Like the youth that came, they were like, hey, we should just put this up on the shelves. So then like, you know, the rest of the youth back at the center would be able to take it. So it was kind of cool because it got them into the mindset of like giving back to their peers when they had sort of had their fill. So I thought that was kind of cool too. We're like, whoa, we've never seen this type of community in terms of some of our youth can be just like living for themselves, kind of lone ranger. But, you know, one of our guys that came with us, his name starts with a J, and he was like, hey, I'm going to give this to so-and-so and so-and-so, and I'm going to show them how to like make beats now. And so it was cool. It was just like a really great full circle kind of a day for them.
Like Sarah Kate said, that's super encouraging to hear, because that story there is exactly the goal of the Giving Garden to the people taking part in it that want to give to other people. And even like you said, this guy that wanted to show someone else how to cook a beat, it's more than just the food, it's the skills and community building as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that is and because I'm not so closely involved in the garden as Sarah Kate is, so I'm not hearing so many of these stories, you know, of the follow-up. So this is phenomenal to hear.
It was it was really cool. It was a great day. We're looking forward to the so shameless plug invitation to come back. Just because even like it was myself and our program director that came, and you know, again, we've been running different programs for quite a while, and that just really seems to be one where it was like, I think just getting out of the city too was therapeutic for them, and being able to just kind of be in nature. And I mean, the kids loved it. Like we had a 3-year-old and an 8-year-old that came with us, and they were just like, they were eating the beets right out of the thing. We were like, hey, we can wash those. And they're like, nah. So like, it was just good for them because they had never really been in that environment before. And a big goal we have at the refuge is like, you know, our youth helping the other youth. And so that was kind of cool to hear a story like that. Like you said, one of our guys wanting to sort of share that new skill. So it was good on our end. We loved it.
I remember I came in grade 9 for a missions trip to the refuge.
Cool.
That was probably like my first exposure to kind of like what there is out there, like for social services, like not-for-profits. Anyway, I'm in the social work program now at Ryerson. So cool. I guess it kind of had an impact on me. And you guys are doing great work. And I remember there being, you guys have a little bit of garden space or grass /
weeds? No,
space.
Okay. Yeah.
From what I remember,
do you think? Yeah.
Do you grow anything there?
We did. We kept on it a little bit more last year than we have this year, just because this year has been insanely busy and a different round of youth typically come in each year. We still have our little garden in the back, and usually we've got we have some peas and dill and things like that, some different herbs. I think we had mint back there.
Oh, nice.
Which is really great. So that was not something that the youth really wanted to continue on with, which that's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
this was before we came to the Giving Garden. And then I think there is, again, something of just like for them being able to have another agency open their doors, and for them to get out of the city, you know, I think again was quite therapeutic, and kind of be in the middle of nature as opposed to being in the backyard of the refuge.
Yeah.
I think it was a different atmosphere.
Sure.
We had one of the youth that was with us when we went to the Giving Garden, who was pretty gung-ho about coming back and like watering our gardens in the back.
Oh,
so
nice.
It was kind of cool.
That's great.
The idea that like, here kind of dropped off, but that sort of, you know, started them to want to be able to like get ours going again. And so it's cool because it kind of given them like, we have this in our backyard, guys. But
yeah.
I think something about going out into the kind of the middle of the field, and like there's something really to be said about that too.
Sure. And maybe they just needed a little inspiration to see what's possible. And I mean, I know our garden is quite large scale, but you could definitely do those kind of things in your own backyard or wherever. So
yeah, absolutely. And it gives them the understanding that they can. Like a lot of our youth,
absolutely.
I can't do this, I can't do that. And so when they were able to, you know, go into the garden and to be actually able to do things, that it sort of gave them, oh, like I can do this. And we're
absolutely.
So yeah, changed their brains a little bit in terms of what they can and cannot do when it comes to even gardening or just, you know, being able to cook. And it was great.
So good.
Yeah, that is awesome. That's super reassuring, because that is really like what we hope for with doing the Giving Garden. And yeah, we think of it kind of like going to school. Like, you don't take courses just to learn exactly what your professor thinks, but you can take the ideas and apply them elsewhere. So it's really, really cool to see people taking that and running with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I guess our last question, just in a few specific ways, how did going to the Giving Garden help push the refuge further as an organization?
We, again, had a really great day. We would like to have the opportunity to bring so many more of our youth out. Like, some of them, again, were just had different appointments and stuff that day. So, you know, it would be great if we could kind of keep it going at some point too. But just as an organization, it gave us a new way to open up doors with some of our youth that we didn't even really know needed to be opened. So for some of our youth, like one in particular that came with us, the one who didn't really know how to eat a beet and didn't really know what Swiss chard was, like that was all a learning lesson for us as staff as well, in terms of like, maybe we're kind of looking at this a little backwards. Maybe they're not wanting to cook, but maybe they just don't know how. And so it kind of opened up our eyes a little bit in terms of, hey, our youth might need a little bit more help in terms of the nutrition, cooking, food aspect of things. Instead of just being able to feed them every day and, okay, here's your meal, guys, have a good one. You know, really wanting to like incorporate like, hey, did you know how this was made today? Or can I give you the recipe for this? And so after the Giving Garden, we had one of our volunteers who has started helping one of our girls regularly to make meals for her and her kids. And so it was just a door that we didn't even really know needed to be opened, in terms of she had mentioned like, oh, I would just love to make some of the things that we hear, but I don't know how. And so opening up the doors to those even conversations, like we wouldn't have known. She might not have admitted that in a non-intimate atmosphere, which is what the Giving Garden was for us. We all got to kind of work as a team, and you know, we all got to sort of have some good laughs. And so I think as an organization, it's pushed us a little bit more just in terms of like going deeper with some of the youth, in terms of looking at not just kind of putting a band-aid on the issue. Okay, you're hungry, here's some food. But more so like, again, teaching them the skills if, you know, one day the refuge is not around, or one day our youth leave this place, or, you know, then at least they'll have some skills and abilities. But we wouldn't have really known a lot of that, in terms of talking about some of those things or having those conversations about meal planning, meal prepping, meal ingredients, like, you know, because they were like, well, what do you put beets in? Like, do you just eat them like this? And so we're like, oh, there's so many ways you can make beets, or there's so many ways that you can incorporate these peas into a meal. So just kind of interesting things that we were like, oh, we never really thought about that too much before. So I know it opened my eyes and our program director's eyes, just in terms of going a little bit deeper in the aspect in an area of nutrition with them. So that was a really cool bonus on our end.
For sure. And Megan, we'd love to have you guys back, and you have my email, so
yeah,
I'm so excited to look forward to more of these stories, and I would love to meet the youth sometime. Hopefully I'll be around.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it was just so great to accommodate, you know, thanks for accommodating us, because again, I know it's not your typical day to come for the Giving Garden, but at least it kind of worked out here on our end, which was so sweet. And you know, we've had some of the youth that went and wanted to go back, and then some of the other youth that were like, hey, I want to go to that thing that so-and-so went to, and like, you know, wherever you are, Port Perry or Uxbridge or wherever that place is. So we're like, yep,
we can.
So, we were really appreciative. So thanks for kind of opening up your farm to us and allowing us to take part in the Giving Garden, because it was a sweet day, just not even for youth, but for staff too, just to see our youth in a new element, I think. and just in a new light, really, and ways that we could help them just on a different level. So
no worries at all. Our pleasure.
And just before we go, is there, for anybody listening that wants to find out more about the refuge or, you know, volunteer or donate or offer prayer support, can you just share some ways that anybody can get involved?
Yeah, that's a, thanks for asking, a great question. We could always use prayer support. That's probably our biggest need, is just having, you know, people within the community who are really looking for a way to help, but maybe can't make the commitment of time. And
everybody, I hate to do this to you, but somehow we lost the rest of our conversation with Megan. By we, I suppose that I mean I lost the rest of the conversation. My Skype recorder must have cut out on me somehow. I'm not sure exactly what happened. We did actually finish the conversation. For anyone wondering, that was actually the end of it. All that Megan asked for really was prayer support. And I encourage anyone to check out www.refugeoutreach.com. That's the Refuge's website, and you can find out anything else you need to know there. Thanks so much for sticking with us. And we're back. That was awesome to hear about what's going on with the Refuge. I've been there once before. I helped out a soup kitchen with Dan one night and had no idea actually about the amount of food they serve on an annual basis. I didn't know about how many programs they're actually able to do in depth, and I think that's really awesome. What stood out to you the most about that interview?
I thought it was amazing just her sharing some of the specific comments that the kids made, just how it was such a nice break to get out there, and the kid that said he would love to do that kind of thing all the time. And even just their excitement to share, you know, they got to harvest these vegetables and eat them and enjoy them, and they just really wanted the other youth to share in that as well. So I don't know, I'm just so excited about the refuge and the garden and how just what both of these projects are doing and coming together. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I love that it was part of their wellness program, because as Megan was saying, there's so many benefits to just being outside and just taking care of yourself and eating healthy food and being with other people. And I think that's another great thing about the Giving Garden, is that it really helps to combat isolation, which I think can be something homeless individuals that are homeless encounter. And you know, I think the refuge is just really bringing people together, and I don't think it is all about money. You know, and like she said, prayer is something that they need the most. It's not always about money. Sometimes these simple things can make the biggest difference. And it's not the only solution, and it's clear that people are hungry, people are struggling, and there needs to be policy change. But as a community, this is how we can come together to help each other and just really not turn a blind eye to the need that's around us.
I agree with that completely. I think my favorite thing was hearing about some of the kids didn't want to be there, and then they turned around and decided to share with someone else or teach someone else how to cook. Now, kids were excited to work in the garden and water it and maintain it. That was my favorite part. Really cool to just see some like shockingly immediate change from that. And I think it's very easy to take things like that for granted. Super cool to see people really appreciate that opportunity. So yeah, this has been I believe episode 6 now of Planning Just Generosity. We've got our guest host Sarah Kate and Megan from the Refuge, and you can check out those links. You can check out the Giving Garden online.